podcast, listen to this, a couple tips on how to raise money for the PTA, but also how to get the parents involved, which apparently can sometimes make all the difference. Let me know what you think.
Because otherwise it's like, I'm getting this phone call and, you know, like I'm the PTA president down at the school, and that is more work than I anticipated, for sure. Especially in our situation. So we live in Ogden, and our school is a Title I school. It's very low income, and there's not a lot of parent involvement because there's most parents are working, both parents working, sometimes both parents working two jobs. And a lot of parents don't speak English. And so when the administration saw that I was very involved, they asked me to jump on that grenade. And so I did, and I've been the PTA president for a year and a half, and I'll go into one more year. And it went from like a ghost town of like no parent involvement to like now, like people are like, whoa, like this is so fun. And
how did you do that?
We started off by hosting a parent tailgate once a month. And so we do a back to school parent tailgate where the first day of school, the parents drop their kids off at school, and then they come out for free coffee from a local coffee shop here in Ogden, and, you know, like, cornhole toss and like just hanging out with other parents. And then our Hispanic community realized, oh, there's parents here that speak Spanish. And like, I speak Spanish. So that really helps, you know, when there's a white lady speaking Spanish and sort of, and my husband's Hispanic. And so it's really been able to like bridge a lot of like gaps that actually didn't need to be there in the first place. You know, people are intimidated, you know? And so anyway, so we've had a ton of improvement as far as parent involvement and volunteering. And our school is a charter school. And so we rely heavily on parent involvement and volunteering. And so those numbers have just climbed within the last year and a half. And so, it's a lot of work, as a PTA president. And as a result, I've had other PTA presidents call me for advice.
I was going to say, so what's the advice to like get more parents involved? Is it just like creating an atmosphere where they feel comfortable to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the end of the story right there, that like you just have to be like approachable and accessible. And there's this movie Bad Moms that shows like the funny like exclusivity that could be the PTA, you know what I mean? And it's just silly, like there is that stigma in some places, but my whole like mission and vision was to eliminate it being like so like homogenous and so just the same people every time. And so we have, it's a really diverse group, and we're bilingual, and it just has made for like such fun and such a positive experience. And so I spend probably a good 20% of my life on just the PTA.
Yep.
On working.
Hey, Salt Lake City, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. Let us know what you think, share it with your friends, spread the love.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.